From the Director Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the work plan to study the possible transfer of management of inmate mental health and health care services to DHHS. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, this is a beginning work plan to inform you that we are moving forward with this initiative to evaluate the situation. As we have well understood through the budget process, the physical and mental care of inmates has been a point of discussion for many years as it relates to, and the Christensen decree, consent decree remains in place, which outlines some standards of care for which the Milwaukee County Sheriff is accountable. How that those standards are met or by what agent is not defined, and that's where the alternatives could be discussed. During the budget process, Madam Chair and Supervisor DeBruin brought forth a resolution looking at this, and so we are merely sharing with you that this is our intent of how to study this issue and move forward. One thing I would like to point out is point out these are our goals, you know, determine what the needs are, review what the current standards are, figure out if there are gaps in those standards, determining our staffing model, looking at resourcing, and defining that management structure. So that if we can sort of start at the beginning, say what are the needs, what are the standards, and what are the gaps, then we can move forward to say, and how best can we deliver that. Also, we want to review what quality programs are in place or what quality problems should be in place. The work group will be consisting of people from the Sheriff's Department, as well as Corporation Counsel, Department Administration, as well as, of course, members from DHHS. We do intend to report back as activities move forward. Our first meeting will be February 6th, do want to remind you all that in the budget debate, it was determined that if that we could not meet the June deadline, we could come back and ask for more time. This is an ambitious undertaking, and we do want to be very careful and thoughtful about this.
Supervisor Rice, Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. Just a quick comment in terms of the work group and the folks that are involved. For what it's worth, the question occurs to me, or perhaps a suggestion, that another party might be some entity that would represent the advocates for the inmates, and whether it's the public defender's office or someone else.
Yes,
that input might be valuable up front rather than having them throw rocks at the solution.
Yes. Yeah. We're looking for ways to have meaningful involvement with it.
Supervisor Rice actually went down the same street I was going down, I guess. And you know, interesting to hear the wraparound program for the juveniles because, you know, you've got the mental health issues, you've got the delinquency, you've got the court involvement, et cetera. And, you know, in the real world, we understand that those with mental illness issues often end up in our criminal justice system. The judges are well aware of that, and I'm just hoping, I don't know how much you've met. Have you been meeting regularly? How far along are you in that?
Madam Chair, we've been involved in, I myself and members of my staff have been involved in discussions of the evidence-based decision-making grant in process, which really looks at five or six different key points during a intake process in the criminal justice system to say, are there people that should not be going down the criminal justice perspective, but should be going down the behavioral health perspective. And as we've been talking about this grant that we're immersed in, it's due Friday, we're going to get it out, that's another thing that we're very hopeful that if we could create a program for wraparound adults, that we could end up in the same place as wraparound does for youth, where judges would see that as a viable alternative for services. So it's certainly an issue that we're very interested in trying to resolve.
But can you kind of identify for me how many meetings you've had on this?
I don't. My staff, particularly Jim Kubicek, has been involved in that committee right from the very beginning, and I don't know how many meetings. But
all right, I'll stop pressing you on that. I
can get that from you how many
times. Has the sheriff's department been cooperating with these meetings? The sheriff has made comments in the public that would suggest he would not be cooperative with such a program, and I'm concerned about that. He believes strongly in the DOTS program, for example, which may be an entirely different model than the one that Wraparound perhaps suggests. And I want to know if cooperation is taking place.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question looking forward to March and the item, consider alternative models based on national trends. This is relative to the staffing model. We're talking about alternatives to an internal staffing model, or would alternatives include privatization alternatives that this was sort of set up as a response to
I think, Madam Chair, we have not ruled out any of those alternatives yet, but I understand that there is not much interest in privatization.
All right. This was an informational report. If there's no other comments or questions from committee members. Okay. We're going to take item number 14.